Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter. Babu satri awrati al-Muslimina wa nahi an isha'atiha li ghayri daruratin. The chapter on concealing the faults of Muslims and the prohibition of publicizing their faults unnecessarily. So here we explained that the fazilat, the virtue of hiding people's faults. And we did the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person conceals the faults of another in this world without Allah Ta'ala concealing his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, sometimes there will be need, as we explained before, where sometimes a person is doing something wrong and people are being harmed, then it is necessary, whether their deen is being harmed, or whether their dunya is being harmed, or any other harm that they are causing to the health of people, etc., then it is necessary that these people be exposed. But otherwise, concealing the faults of Muslims is something that is very important, and very important aspect of our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages it. And we should all think to ourselves that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to expose us, how embarrassing that situation will be. So one easy way is that we try and cover the faults of people. And here we're talking about private faults of people. People are doing things privately. Now we come to know about it. There's no need for us to go and expose the person. As Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi saying, لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ, without any necessity. So today's hadith, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كل أمتي معافا إلا المجاهرين وإن من المجاهرة أن يعمل الرجل بالليل عملا ثم يصبح وقد ستره الله عليه فيقول يا فلان عملت البارحة كذا وكذا وقد بات يستره ربه ويصبح يَكْشِفُ سِتْرُ اللَّهِ عَنْهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that all of my ummah will be forgiven except those who publicize their sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that all of my ummah will be forgiven. This hadith is teaching us where a person now is publicizing his own gunas. In other words, he's being brazen. He's being open about his sins. He's like a person who's got a don't care attitude. But I'm not concerned about the gunas that I'm committing. This also is exposing sins. One is exposing someone else's sins, and one is you expose your own sins. In other words, he's doing his sins openly. He's not cared if people come to know or they don't know. He's got a so-called don't care attitude. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala's system is such that Allah Ta'ala forgives the gunah of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of my ummah will be forgiven, except those who publicize their sins. In fact, this in itself is a great fazilat for this ummah. In other words, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous ummahs, what would happen is a person would commit a sin at night, for example. In the morning, that sin, that gunah, will be written on his door. Allah Ta'ala had made it such that it would be written on his door. Anybody walking past his house would know that this person had committed such and such a gunah. So whatever sins people would commit, it would be exposed, it would be known, made known to people. But as a kindness to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the kindness that Allah Ta'ala is showing us, that the sins of the people, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive it. Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas. Allah Ta'ala doesn't expose it. Nobody's door is written what gunah he's committed. He is, Allah Ta'ala has concealed it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, except those who publicize the sins. In other words, openly they're doing it. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gives an example. An example of publicizing sins is that a person commits a sin at night whilst Allah Ta'ala had concealed it. But the next morning he goes around saying to people, I committed such and such an action last night. He spent the night while Allah Ta'ala had concealed his sin, but the next morning he removes the veil which Allah Ta'ala had placed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like when a person is open about his sins. And one example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving in this hadith is that Allah Ta'ala concealed a person's sin. He committed a gunah at night. Nobody knew about it. He knew about it. Allah Ta'ala knew about it. Allah Ta'ala had concealed it. And the next morning now he goes and he tells people brazenly, openly, that I did this and I did that and I did that and I did that. And now he starts talking about his gunas. And when he starts speaking about his gunas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this. Because now this person is being open, he's being brazen. In other words, he doesn't care about what he did. Ulama explained that where a person has got it in his heart, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of making tawbah. A person is feeling shy that I committed a gunah. People shouldn't come to know about it. My parents shouldn't know. My friends shouldn't know. Nobody should know about it. He doesn't tell anybody. That type of person, Allah Ta'ala will give him tawfiq in his life to make tawbah. But where a person doesn't care about it, and he just does gunas, and he doesn't think anything, even the tawfiq of tawbah gets taken away from such a person. Therefore, we find that innovations in deen is something that is so serious. Why? Because a person is doing wrong, and he thinks that he's doing right. So he does it openly, number one. And number two, he doesn't even think of making tawbah for the action that he has done. So therefore, we have to be very careful. The gunas that we do, be careful, don't tell anybody about it. And we shouldn't be telling anybody else about someone else's gunas. Somebody did something, mistake long ago, made some gunas, we shouldn't be telling anybody. If we want Allah Ta'ala, that mustn't expose us on the day of Qiyamah, we hide and we cover the faults of others. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala, as the hadith explained, not perhaps, Allah Ta'ala's system is such that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will cover our faults also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.